Well, this is our final hour, so make your call count with Pharmacist Ben from criticalhealthnews.com. And, of course, the number to call for assistance, keep it, always keep it. Call it whenever you want, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We will be back with your calls, more advice from Ben, and, of course, we'll talk more when we come right back. We are back with the man, Pharmacist Ben from criticalhealthnews.com. We'll take your text and tweets as well and your phone calls in our final hour to go here. Ben, do you travel much these days?
You know, I haven't been traveling a lot, but I'm about to start. In fact, I'm going to be doing Ty Bollinger's Truth About Cancer gig. And by the way, Ty is an amazing, amazing...
He sure is. What a great story, too.
Huh? A great story about the medical model. And I'll be in Oklahoma next month, and then I'm going to be in San Francisco. Yeah, I am traveling quite a bit. Not as much as you, though, George.
Well, you got to do what you do. I can't believe how fast this year's going, Ben.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? And that's what... It's so important. My dad just passed away, and he had Alzheimer's disease. And it's so important to take care of your health while you're healthy. I can't emphasize this enough. When you're young and you're strong and you're vital, that's the time when you really want to emphasize health. Because when the body falls apart, George, it is just so horrific.
Yeah.
There's so many different things that can go wrong in the body. Now, if it is falling apart, don't be of good cheer, because the body's nature is to heal. The body's nature is to renew. The body we have now, George, didn't exist a day ago. Every day the body is renewing itself. Every hour, every minute the body is renewing itself. So for folks who are dealing with crisis, with health challenges, with autoimmune problems, with inflammatory problems, pain problems, please understand that by getting on a nutritional supplement program, by changing the way you're living your life, by working with your attitude and your mental nature and your spiritual nature as well, the body is amazingly resilient.
Why can't we live to 200 years old?
I don't know about 200, but we can live a lot longer than we know. There are people, I think the world's oldest person just died a couple of weeks ago, 119. There are people who live to be 120, 130. If one person can do it, George, that means anybody can do it. If it's in the body's ability to do it, there's no reason why we all can't do it. If one person can do it, we all can do it. Give the body what it needs. Keep the bad stuff out. It's as simple as that. And I'm talking about food. I'm talking about supplements. I'm talking about emotions and mental nature and spiritual nature. And keep your good health.
Okay, let's go to Mick in Tucson, Arizona. Welcome to the program, Mick. Go ahead.
Hello. Great show.
Thanks, Mick. Thanks for holding, too.
So my question is, I have high cholesterol. It's 350. My doctor's freaking out over it. But my blood pressure is absolutely excellent. It's been excellent for years. So my question is, I just want to hear your opinion regarding, a person's overall health. Do you think, in your opinion, is there a correlation between blood pressure being excellent, which mine has been excellent for years, and high cholesterol? And then number two, he's wanting me to take prescription meds, which I'm kind of leery of as far as the side effects. Do you know of a home remedy, for that? And then last, any ideas on Crohn's disease as far as home remedies for that?
Absolutely. There's lots of ways to deal with elevated cholesterol. The number one reason why cholesterol goes up is because of your blood sugar and your insulin. So the fastest way to drop your blood sugar cholesterol is to take care of your sugar and your insulin.
Mm-hmm.
You do that with supplements, chromium and vanadium. We've got a wonderful product called Sweet Ease, which is specifically designed to lower blood sugar and to support insulin. Also will help you with your cholesterol. You can find that at criticalhealthnews.com, our Sweet Ease product. The B Complex, which you'll find in our Beyond Tangy Tangerine, will help lower cholesterol. We were talking earlier about the ultimate niacin. The reason the ultimate niacin is so important for lowering cholesterol, so helpful for lowering cholesterol, is because it's a blood sugar nutrient. Niacin is a key component of the body's glucose, blood sugar metabolizing system. So the ultimate niacin for lowering your cholesterol, as well as the Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
And you don't want your cholesterol too low, though, right?
Absolutely not. In fact, cholesterol, as we said so many times, is the single most important biological molecule in your body. There is nothing more important than cholesterol. And lowering cholesterol and the demonization of cholesterol is a drug company and medical model scam, period. It's unspeakably important for making testosterone, sex hormones, estrogen, for making coping hormones like DHEA, for fertility, for the brain, for the immune system, for the skin. You cannot come up with a more important biomolecule in the body. So yes, your point is very well taken, George. You don't want your cholesterol to be taken to drop too low. That won't happen when you get on the Ultimate Niacin and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine for lowering, and the Sweeties for lowering your cholesterol. Crohn's disease is another absolutely horrific illness where you're in chronic, constant pain at the digestive system level, diarrhea all the time. You have to look for bathrooms wherever you go because you got to. Some people can't even get out of the house because they have to go to the bathroom every 20 minutes. They've got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, they're packed. There is a panic attack.
It's a terrible illness, and it is a food condition. And by the time you have full-blown Crohn's disease, you're into autoimmunity and such. But the start of it is food and good bacteria that populate the intestine. Get on the Ultimate Niacin. Do an elimination diet where you eliminate problem foods. Gluten is a big problem for many people. Dairy can be a problem for some folks. Eggs and peanuts can be problems for other folks. Eliminating problem foods and focus on digestive health. No matter what your health challenge is, George, focus on digestive health first. But if you have full-blown Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis or irritable bowel syndrome, these are all basically the same disease with different names. Using your ultimate nightly essence probiotics, as well as getting on an elimination diet, and also, you know what, George, intermittent fasting is an amazingly important health strategy, as well as calorie restriction. Every study that's ever been done on calorie restriction and long life shows that the less you eat, the longer you live. There are so many incentives built into our society and our culture that encourage us and induce us to eat when we don't need to eat. We eat for pleasure. We eat for satisfaction. We eat to improve our mood.
You eat for boredom.
Boredom. And the price we pay is shorter lives, autoimmune diseases, digestive health problems, and it's, you know what, George, it's just not worth it. So if you have some kind of food issue, getting on a elimination diet where you write down everything you eat, and then when you notice a food triggers some kind of digestive response, eliminating that food. That's called the elimination diet. And it always helps to start your elimination diet with a 2 or 3 day Swero-V cleanse, which is a product that we sell at criticalhealthnews.com. Swero-V is a fermented whey protein product, S-U-E-R-O-V-I-E. It's great for all digestive health problems, and it's also great as a little pick-me-up in the middle of the day. I use it every day as just a energy booster, but it's a great supplement to use if you're going to be fasting to precede your elimination diet, and I highly recommend anybody with Crohn's disease or any digestive health challenge, get on this elimination diet where you write down everything you eat, notice problems, link them up to specific foods, and then eliminate those foods.
We're throwing a lot of information your way. If you miss it or if you're driving, go to criticalhealthnews.com or call 1-855-949-RADIO. Tom, you have a text or tweet for Pharmacist Ben.
Let's go with a text from Jason in Utah. Can you please ask Ben what causes floaters and what can be done about them?
Floaters are in the eyes. What are they, Ben?
They're little pieces of eye, of broken up eye tissue that you're actually seeing through.
You see a little black spot go by.
The eye is breaking down. You know, the eye is subject to a lot of intense energy from light. And so it makes sense that as we get older, our eye tissue breaks down. There's a couple things you can do for this. Number one, make sure that you're getting pigments. Pigments meaning yellows and blues and greens and reds. You'll find those in fruits and vegetables, especially the peels of fruits and also vegetables. Vegetable juices are an amazingly, amazingly important nutritional source. Always cook mix butter with your vegetables. Heat your vegetables with just a little bit of butter. Steam them in butter or put butter on top of your vegetables because the butter will loosen up those pigments that are in the vegetables and make it much easier for your body to absorb them and utilize them. We have a couple really neat products that are designed for eye health, Vision FX, and also our Ocutive. You can find those at criticalhealthnews.com. Also, minerals like zinc are very important for the eyes. And you know what? Vitamin C is one of those nutrients that we hear so much about, we sometimes don't really appreciate how important it is. But vitamin C, which is packed in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, it's one of its most important components, is really, really important for the eyes. And here's another really interesting tidbit. Anything you do for your eyes will prevent wrinkles on your skin.
Why?
because the nutrients that protect your eyes from the sun will protect your skin from the sun as well. And you can prove this to yourself, George. If you tend to sunburn, if you take our Ocutive or you take our Vision FX, which protect the eyes for maybe a month or 2 months, and then you go out in the sun, you'll notice that your skin is burning much less readily. So anything you do, any nutrients that you take that protect your eyes will also protect your skin from the aging effects of the sun as much as it protects your eyes from the aging effects of the sun.
We've got a first-time caller, Ron, in San Diego, Texas. Welcome to the program, Ron. Go ahead.
Thank you, George. Thank you.
Very welcome.
Our pharmacist, Ben. I'm calling on behalf of my girlfriend. She's working tonight. She's in her mid-30s. She took a lot of Xanax in her early years, and she suffers from panic attacks. She's missing her gallbladder. She had to have it removed about 4 years ago. She has IBS and a lot of gut pain with digestion. She suffers from depression. I've got her taking digestive enzymes, and you did say it was best to take them before she eats. And I recently got her some raw vitamin K2 and vitamin D3.
Those are all excellent choices. Here's the thing. When the digestive system breaks down, toxins can leak into the blood. And when toxins leak into the blood, this sets off an emergency response. The blood is the sacred space. Nothing is supposed to get into the blood without it being purified and vetted by the digestive system. But when you get this leaky gut issue, things kind of sneak into the blood, and this sets off an emergency response in the blood. When the blood gets into the brain sees these emergency chemicals, and it can initiate a panic attack. So the panic attack itself may be the result of toxicity that's getting into the blood through the digestive system, and that's why focusing on digestive health is so important. In addition to the vitamin D3 and the vitamin K that you're talking about, you must get her on the Ultimate Nightly Essence probiotics from Youngevity. It will change her life. In addition to that, using apple cider vinegar with her meals will help her enzymes work. By the way, apple cider vinegar is one of the all-time great DIY, do-it-yourself home remedy supplements. It's great, good for a lot of things, for mental health, for blood sugar health, for weight loss, and also for the digestive system as well. When she's doing her enzymes, have her do a little bit of apple cider vinegar with that. I'd be eating much less food. Do the elimination diet. Start off the elimination diet with the Swero V Cleanse, which you'll find at on criticalhealthnews.com. That's Swero V, S-U-E-R-O-V-I-E. Then go into the elimination diet. Food is not your girlfriend's friend at this point. Food is actually the enemy. She needs to eat, but she has to be extremely careful with what she eats. You know, we talked earlier about vegetable juices. Vegetable juices are phenomenal for the digestive system.
I like cherry juice.
Cherry juice is great, too. Cherries are actually one of the most powerful of all the fruits, although these days they breed them to be extra sweet. But as far as fruits go, there's not a lot of more powerful medicinal fruits, therapeutic fruits, than cherries. Very good choice there, George. But what vegetable juices do, and to a certain extent fruit juices as well, what they do for the intestine is they provide the bacteria that live in the intestine with fiber. Bacteria love fiber. And nitrogen. Bacteria love nitrogen. You know, it's one of the very interesting things about vegetables that nobody ever talks about. They're a great source of nitrogen. You know, Popeye used nitrogen. He didn't eat a hamburger. He didn't eat steak. He used spinach because spinach is one of nature's best sources of nitrogen. So is celery, another great source of nitrogen. In fact, all vegetables are going to have some nitrogen in it. So by using vegetable juices, you'll not only be providing the gut bacteria with fiber, but you'll also be providing them with nitrogen, and vegetable juices are extremely filling. So for folks who eat a lot of food or eat the wrong kinds of food, if you start your meals off with a homemade vegetable juice, and by homemade I mean throwing some vegetables in a blender and adding water and doing the whole thing like a juice, you'll not only be improving digestive health with the fiber and the nitrogen, but you'll find yourself eating less food because you'll be full.
You know, Ben, since you've been doing this, and it's kind of a crusade, I think, because so many people are being helped here, is there too much supplementation you can do?
You want to supplement strategically. You can't really overdose on supplements, like you're not going to hurt yourself, but you may waste them. And you don't need to waste them. So you got to be strategic. This is the beauty of a program, and this is what Dr. Wallach set up with Youngevity. And this is why criticalhealthnews.com is so important. It's systems. And that's what you have to work with. You can't just take one supplement here, another supplement there, and I read about this on this website, I read about that on another website. You want to be use your supplements in a system. And that's why we have the Healthy Start Pack, and that's why we have the Weight Loss Pack, and that's why we have the Brain and Body Pack, because this provides people with all of the supplements that you need in a strategic and systematic fashion, and that's the key to supplementation. You're not going to overdose by taking too much, but you just might waste it.
Doc takes millions of eggs a day. I don't, but does he overdo it?
You know, Doc, I would never criticize Doc. The guy's 80 years old. He does 300 shows a year. He does two, and that soon to be three radio shows every single day. He stays up till 2 o'clock after a talk. If I'm hanging out with him, I'm ready to go to bed. He's still talking my ear off at 12 o'clock.
Oh, I know
it. 1 o'clock in the morning.
He doesn't stop.
He gets up at 6, so I don't question anything Doc says or does.
But you don't take 12 eggs a day.
No, I don't take 12 eggs a day. I like eggs, but I don't like them that much. But eggs are nature's most powerful food, bar none. And to deprive yourself of eggs, and the yolk is the gold mine. It is the mother load of nutrition, that egg yolk. I still see people, although not as much as, you know, when I was growing up, when people would throw out the yolk and eat just the white. I still see people doing that. That is a tragedy to throw out that yolk. The yolk is nature's best source of vitamin D and vitamin K and zinc and magnesium and the B complex and essential fats and protein. It is a mother load of nutrition.
He does not like oils. I like the Mediterranean diet, which includes a little olive oil, nothing excessive.
Yeah, there's a thing about oils. Oils are very, very unstable to oxygen and to heat and to light. So if you're going to use a vegetable oil, you never want to heat it. You want to make sure it's super-duper fresh, and you want to make sure that it's kept in a dark place. So if you use oils are tricky. They're very, very tricky. Butter is pretty much the best way, is going to be the best oil.
Yeah, but you can't put butter on a salad.
No, you can't put butter on a salad. If you're going to put the oil in your salad, just very small amounts, make sure it's fresh, make sure it's kept in a dark place, and make sure that it's not heated in any way.
Now, he doesn't like coconut oil, yet I've got some calls from people who swear by it that it helps their brain power.
You know, there's a lot of controversy about coconut oil. Coconut oil is a rich source of something called MCTs that we used to use when I was bodybuilding back in my younger days. Bodybuilders and weightlifters will use MCTs for energy. MCTs are very fascinating. It's a very fascinating fat that's found in coconut oil. You can use MCTs like a regular fat, and you'll get energy, but you won't get fat. It's like the perfect fat. Your body can use it for energy, but it won't put the fat on your gut or on your butt the way a regular fat is. It's a way of getting the energy from fat without getting the downside of fat, and it's perfect for the ketogenic diet, if for folks who are doing that. And the ketogenic diet is an incredible way to eat. I don't know if we have time to talk about the ketogenic diet. But
we'll do that when we come back after the break. Pharmacist Ben with us. We've got another final segment to go with your phone calls with him as well from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the phone number to call for help and assistance, it is packed tonight. They say they've never seen it this busy. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM with Pharmacist Ben and your phone calls. And welcome back to Coast, back with our final segment with Pharmacist Ben from criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, email in from Donna. And tell me if you think I've learned from you folks. She says, I'd like to know what to do with unstable angina. I would tell you, Mr. Fuchs, try magnesium.
You are the man, George. You learned well. Magnesium is involved in hundreds of different chemical reactions and biochemical reactions in the body. And at the same time, it's one of the most, if not the most common nutritional deficiency, magnesium deficiency, which is so unfortunate because magnesium is found in all green vegetables. Magnesium is what makes green vegetables green. We've got all kinds of products at criticalhealthnews.com with magnesium in them, including our OsteoFX and Beyond OsteoFX and Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's really incredibly important for the heart, but it's also important for the blood sugar system, diabetics. All diabetics should be supplementing with our Beyond OsteoFX, which we actually market as a bone health product because magnesium is so important for the bones, even though calcium gets all the credit for being the bone mineral. Magnesium is just as, if not more important, for the bones than calcium, and magnesium also is important for helping stabilize your blood sugar, as well as being important for your heart and for your brain and for your liver and for your immune system. And again, we see how with nutritional supplements, you don't get side effects, you get multiple benefits. And that's the beauty of a good nutritional supplement program.
To the phones we go. Catherine in Santa Maria, California. Hi, Catherine. Go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
Sure thing.
I've been on antidepressants, Wellbutrin, 300 milligrams, for about 6 years. I was on others before that. Suffered depression, different types of manic depressive when I was probably in my 14 years old and up. I'm trying to get off of it. I'm pretty much of a, you know, positive person. I do music. I'm humanitarian. I've been a Girl Scout leader and on and on and on. But I was out of it for 9 days one time. My boyfriend was just so worried about me. He said, you've got to go to the emergency room and you got to get some meds. So I just want to know, what is the best bet? I know I just can't go cold turkey.
Okay, and you can't go cold turkey. And Ben, what is the reason, first of all, why you can't go cold turkey?
Because when you take an antidepressant medicine, your body down-regulates. That is, it slows down and stops production or reduces dramatically the production of natural, stimulating, happy chemicals. And then you get off your medication real quickly, and because your body has not made all of these happy chemicals, you get super-duper depressed. So you really want to be careful about weaning yourself off of antidepressants, although I do recommend people wean themselves off of depression, off the antidepressants. Here's the thing about depression. For folks who want to use nutritional supplements or non-medical strategies for dealing with depression, you want to understand the stress hormone cortisol. Cortisol is an incredibly, incredibly important aspect of all health challenges, but particularly depression. When cortisol, which is also known as stress hormone, levels go up, the brain will read those elevated levels of stress hormone and make up a story about it. That's what the brain does, is it makes up stories and will come up with all kinds of reasons why we don't feel as good as we should. So getting yourself off of antidepressants, or if you're depressed and you don't want to go the medical route, focusing on reducing stress hormone. You do that in two main ways. The first way is, once again, by eliminating toxicity that gets into the blood through the digestive system, using things like our nightly essence, our ultimate nightly essence. You know, we talked about how important probiotics are for detoxification and for digestive health. But George, do you know that your mood depends on your gut bacteria? And that if you have the wrong kinds of gut bacteria or not enough gut bacteria, not only will it affect how you think and your mood, but you'll actually make food choices based on the bacteria that are in your gut. Your gut bacteria will tell you to eat chocolate or potato chips because it needs the chocolate and it needs the potato chips. So our brain health is intimately connected with the intestine. They actually call it the gut-brain connection or the gut-brain axis. Focusing on digestive health is incredibly important for anybody dealing with depressive issues. In addition to our ultimate nightly essence, use our ultimate enzymes with all of your meals. Make sure you're using apple cider vinegar with all of your meals and doing that all-important elimination diet. Other ways to lower cortisol: quickly, slow, deep, rhythmic breathing, going into a rhythm and doing it slowly and deeply. We talked about hot water, hot tubs, hot showers. These are all wonderful ways to reduce cortisol levels for folks who are dealing with depression. And then body work, massage, Reiki, yoga, anything you could do to stretch or loosen your muscles will also help lower cortisol and help you wean yourself off your antidepressants.
Let's go to Clint in Wisconsin now. Thanks, Clint, for holding so long. Go ahead, sir.
Not a problem. Thanks, George. Ben, I've got a problem I hope you can help me with. When I take any type of vitamins, and I've tried tangy, tangerine, all types of different supplements, usually after about 2 or 3 days, what happens is I will feel tired, I'll get a sick feeling, I'll start getting mentally loopy, forgetful, difficulty breathing, ear ringing, and I'll start feeling really hot. What can I do to start getting the benefits of a supplement without these problems?
Different nutrients that you're taking. We call them the 90 essential nutrients, okay? Now, it's when you say you're on, whenever you take supplements, I have to know which ones you're taking. Okay, and let's just take the Beyond Tangy Tangerine because I know what that is. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine, if you are having any problems when you take it, reduce your dose. It is packed with nutrition, and sometimes your body can't handle all of those nutrients, particularly at the level of the digestive system. And one of the most common complaints people have when they start the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is they'll get a little bloated or digestive discomfort. That's a reason to lower the dose. It can't be the supplements themselves because, and this is very important, and we don't often talk about it. These, what we call nutritional supplements, are essential, like air is essential. Meaning, you can't have a problem with these essential nutrients any more than you can have a problem with air or have a problem with water. That's the nature of these substances. What can happen, however, is you can take too much and your body can't handle it, in which case you're going to feel a little digestive discomfort and bloated. Now, as far as your mental health issues or the fogginess or the anxiety that you were talking about, I would have to know what specific nutrients you were taking that would cause that, because it can't be all 90 nutrients that would do that. As I say, the nature of these things is that they're as essential as air is essential.
What do you recommend, Ben, in terms of people analyzing themselves? Just jotting things down? What should they do?
Introspection. When you're like focusing on yourself a lot, that kind of thing. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
You know, that's a really interesting thing, because the problem with introspection is it's very, very valuable. It becomes problematic when it's out of balance. And the best way to do that is to focus on somebody else. Focus on somebody who you can help. That's the most important thing about helping, is that not only do you help other people, but you help yourself. I was depressed. I don't know if I told you this story, but I was depressed when I was in my 20s. The only time I was ever depressed in my life, I was in my 20s, and I was going through a mid-20 crisis, which a lot of kids go through. And I realized while I was laying in bed being depressed, I would always get depressed in the morning. I would lay in bed and be depressed. I noticed that when I thought about somebody I could help, I wasn't depressed anymore. And then when I placed the attention back on myself, I was depressed, and then I placed my attention on somebody else, I wasn't depressed anymore. So depression is the price we pay for extra introspection. A little bit is good, but extra introspection can cost you depression. Focus on somebody you can help. Then I was listening to you talking about Puerto Rico and about this Mexican earthquake.
Sad.
There are all of these horrible things going on in our world. Help somebody. Focus on somebody that you can give love or attention or service to in some way. Not only will you be helping that person, but you'll be helping yourself as well.
Here's our final text and tweet for Pharmacist Ben from you, Tom.
Ben, a text in from Karen in Alabama. Can people benefit from exercise at any age?
Oh, my God. Absolutely. And not only any age, but any health condition. You can exercise in a wheelchair. You can exercise if you have crippling arthritis. You can exercise if you're obese. You can exercise if you're older. And not only that, Tom, check this out. Weightlifter supplements, bodybuilding supplements, are important for older folks. Creatine and protein and the Healthy Start Pack and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, supplements that you take when you're bodybuilding or when you're exercising or when you're working out, will help older folks build muscle, will help the heart muscle, will improve brain function. So getting on a supplement program, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Healthy Start Pack, exercising can help anybody at any age in any health condition.
I do the Royal Canadian Air Force Exercise Course. Have you heard about that, Ben?
That's the morning. You do that in the morning?
Yep, yeah. four days a week.
That's amazing. That's awesome. I don't know exactly what it is.
It's a series of calisthenics, push-ups, sit-ups, toe-touching, running in place, getting on a treadmill, those kinds of things.
First thing in the morning energizes you.
Yep.
That's amazing. That's so important.
It's great. And it's only about 10 or 15 minutes once you do it all together.
That's great. I bet when you miss it, if you miss a couple of days, you probably notice it.
I don't miss.
You never miss?
Nope. I do my 4 days and I take 3 off.
I wish people could see you. You know, you're on the radio every night, but I wish people could actually see you. I know a lot of people do see you at your presentations. You look amazing, George.
Not bad for 95, huh? Let's go to Joe, Long Island, New York. Welcome to the program. Hi, Joseph.
Yeah, hi, Ben. In World War II, they say the GIs, which would have been a lot of people, just about all of them were skinny. And, you know, now we've got a society where, you know, a lot of people have weight problems, and I'm suspicious that there's additives put in food that are making the food addictive. And I would say Coke, when they put in caffeine, that was to make the product addictive. And then, so my question would be, do you see a conspiracy a little bit there? And then I just ask you about visualization. Do you use that and the avocado?
Visualization is incredibly helpful. You know, great athletes all visualize before a sporting event. And anything a great athlete does is something we should all do. We're all great athletes because just getting your butt out of bed in the morning is an athletic event. So if an athlete is doing something for their performance, and you better believe that they're doing visualization, they're meditating now, they're doing yoga now, and they're all on nutritional supplement programs now, if an athlete is doing it for their performance, we want to be doing it just for the performance of life. That's super-duper important to understand. What was the other question that the gentleman asked?
Additives that are addictive.
I don't know if I'd say it's a conspiracy where everybody sits together around a table and discusses how to do it, but the net effect is conspiratorial in the sense that it's really messing us up while it benefits somebody else. There are places in laboratories where they actually study the kind of chemicals it will take to make somebody not be able to stop eating. And the way I look at it, whether you call it a conspiracy or not, I don't know, but it's evil. It's not right, and it's something that we all have to be address for ourselves. And one of the finest ways to wean yourself off of these kinds of foods is to give your body the nutrients it needs so that you're not hungry. One of the reasons we eat so much food is because we're not getting the nutrients. When you get on a nutritional supplement program, what you'll find is you're not eating as much foods. And the way I look at it is a nutritional supplement program is like an armor. It's like a protective device to keep you from eating the potato chips and the Spam and the soda pop and the processed foods that make up 70 to 80% of the standard American diet. These are foods that did not exist a mere 100 years ago. Our bodies have been around for hundreds of thousands of years from an evolutionary perspective, and we're trying to subsist on foods that didn't even exist 100 years ago.
Yeah, he wanted to know about avocados, too.
Avocados are a true power food. In fact, I'm going to have two avocados when I get off of here right now. Always mix them with a little salt, and you'll get the benefits of the salt, and it improves the taste as well. They're a great source of omega fats. It's a true power food, and you know what? They're unbelievably delicious on top of everything else.
Michelle in Canada, welcome to the program. Michelle, go ahead.
Hi, George, and hi, Dan.
Hi there.
I just wanted to ask you a quick question. I'm 53. My father's 73. We were both diagnosed with Huntington's disease.
Oh.
And I was just curious whether you were aware or familiar, or if you had any ideas as to maybe possibly something in your vitamin or minerals.
Absolutely, absolutely. How far along are you in the Huntington's?
My father, it's taken him down pretty fast.
So that you want to take some corrective measures real quickly. Huntington's disease is a deterioration of the brain. It's arthritis of the brain. If it happened in a different part of your brain, you'd call it Alzheimer's disease. If it happened in another part of your brain, you'd call it Parkinson's disease.
Uh-huh, okay.
Same problem. It's a deterioration and a degeneration of brain cells, simply put. Arthritis is a degeneration of joint cells. Cirrhosis is a degeneration of liver cells. Osteoporosis of bone cells. And Huntington's of brain cells. So what you want to do is you want to do the same strategies you do for any deteriorating tissue. And this, what I'm going to tell you right now, is a strategy everybody can use for any health challenge. Number one, you focus on digestive health. That is, you do a food diary and an elimination diet preceded by a Swero-V cleanse. You could find Swero-V at criticalhealthnews.com, and then you eliminate problem foods. At the same time, you use the Ultimate Nightly Essence probiotics. Make sure you're using your Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity. You can find that at criticalhealthnews.com, and apple cider vinegar with your meals. Second step, you focus on your blood sugar. The stabilizing your blood sugar along with digestive health strategy is the key to all health challenges. You do that by obviously not eating as much sugar and bread and pasta and rice and potatoes and soda pop and dessert. They all count as sugar. And then using your Sweeties from Longevity, you find that at criticalhealthnews.com, as well as your OsteoFX and Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And then third of all, and this is, again, for all health challenges, third of all, relax, lighten up, activate the parasympathetic relaxation nervous system through slow, deep breathing. body work and massage, hot water, visualization, mental health strategies, helping other people, anything you can do to relax the body. Under conditions of relaxation is when the body heals and when the body recovers, and nutritional supplements will facilitate this, lowering your blood sugar will facilitate this, digestive health strategies will facilitate this, and then all the mental health and mental and emotional strategies you can think of.
De-stress.
De-stress, relax, lighten up. You know why angels fly, George? Because they take things lightly.
Why do pigs not fly?
I don't know.
Either do I.
Okay.
Thought I'd throw that out. Ben, thanks for being on the program once again.
George, it's a pleasure.
That's Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call for people who are out there to answer your questions, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. In a moment, we're going to come back and talk about Nibiru, Planet X. And how does that tie into September 23rd, that ominous day of prophecy that so many people are talking about? Bob Fletcher joins me, his DVD, Incoming, the only expose of the incoming of Nibiru. That'll be next, right here on Coast to Coast AM.